Pasuk says, with regards to the carbon asham, v'chiper alav ha-karin ha-shkagasa, ha-she-shagag, v'lo yada v'nishlach lo asham, hu asham asham ala Hashem. So the word asham is used multiple times, and the situation is where a person does something, an aveira, but he's not sure if he actually violated the aveira. He wasn't sure. There are two pieces of meat, let's say, in front of him. One was kosher, one was not kosher, one was what's called a chelev, it's asa to eat. And one was shuman, regular fatty meat, and he wasn't sure which one he ate. If one ate chaylev, it's chayv chatas. If one did not eat chaylev, then there's certainly no chatas. But in this case, he ate one, he wasn't sure which one it was. So since it's a suffix, there's a din, you bring a carbon asham. So the Shir Ma'on of Shimon Sofer, grandson of the Chassam Sofer, asks the question. How come it says the word asham so many times? V'nishlach lo asham, hu asham, asham la Hashem. So this perhaps we can understand based on what Chazal teach us, that when a person brings a carbon chatas, he pays an amount what's called a bas danka, that's the amount of a carbon chatas. It's around the worth of a mea kesef. But a person has to bring a carbon asham, which is a situation where chatas is when you know you certainly violated an aveira. Carbon asham is you're not sure. So a chatas costs a bas danka, that's the value. And the carbon asham costs shnei shalom, which is around 48 times more expensive than a chatas. And it's a strange thing, all the mafarshim ask, is why would you pay more if you only did a carbon asham? You're not sure if you even did an aveira. If I did an aveira to bring a chatas, that should be more. But I don't know, maybe I didn't do any aveira, so why would that be more money? Rabbeinu Yonah says, just we see how important it is that a person should avoid any sveikas because it's more expensive to bring a carbon asham. And just in a different context, he writes, Rabbeinu Yonah, the person has to be careful to recite Shema in the proper time. And we have to recite Shema after Tesa Kochavim, after three stars, but don't wait for three medium-sized stars, but wait for three small stars, which is a little bit later when the small stars come out. This way you know it's certainly going to be nighttime to recite Shema. Because we see by the Aveira that a Suffolk Aveira is more stringent in that the carbon Asham is more expensive. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and anything else, always make sure to remove yourself from any level of doubt. But what's the understanding? Why is it that way? Why is a Suffolk more stringent? Why is a Suffolk more expensive? So Shimon Sofer explains that a person, let's say, has a very nice clean shirt, a white shirt, crisp, clean, dry cleaned, and there's a small stain on it, a little ketchup got on it. It's very noticeable, the little ketchup stain he has. Because the whole beged is nice and clean and white, and there's a red stain sticking out. Now, let's say a person has a very dirty shirt. Let's say he's a painter, and there's all types of paint on it, and there's red paint, there's blue paint, there's green paint, black paint, and more paint gets on it, no one notices it because it's already dirty. You don't notice the additional stains. So, Rav Shimon Sofer explains that a tzaddik whose neshama is so pure and so clean, so any level of aveira will be noticeable. He'll be able to sense it, he'll be able to feel it for any stain that might be on his neshama. And therefore, if he ate something, and he's a case of suffix, if something that he ate was actually an aveira, he actually ate the chaylev, he would notice it, he would feel it, he would sense it on his pure neshama. And if he doesn't feel it, that means he didn't do an aveira. So a person is a tzaddik, there will never be a case of suffix, because his neshama will be so sensitive to any meluchlach, any dirt, any stain, so he'll know whether he did something wrong or didn't do something wrong. But a person who's full of many averos and his neshama is full of many stains, so that person does something that's a suffix, avera. So even if it is an avera, he won't notice it because that avera will be subsumed, will be enveloped by all the other averas that he has. So says Rav Shimon Sofer, if a person is in a situation where he's suffering, he doesn't know if he did something wrong or didn't do something wrong, how come he can't notice it? Why can't he notice it? Why was it unclear to him? It must be because he has many other aveiras he did wrong. And the other stains, the other averos, are covering, concealing this suffix that's at hand. And therefore, says Rav Shimon Sofer, when a person brings a carbon asham, he's not bringing a carbon asham for that case of the suffix, that he's not sure if he did something wrong. Rather, he's bringing the carbon asham for all the other averos he did, that his shirt is so meluchlach, his shirt is so dirty with all these stains. That's why he brings a carbon asham, not for this avera, but for all the other averos that led to this. And for that reason, says Rav Shimon Sofer, it says multiple times, Asham, who? Asham, Asham, Lashem, the multiple times. The multiple mentions of Asham is a reference to all the averas, all the stains that led to the situation he's in. And for that reason also, the carbon Asham is much more expensive than the Chatas. Because he's not paying for this avera, but he's paying for the situation that put him in this state of not knowing if he did anything wrong. We should be Zocha. We should be zocha not to have to bring any karbanos, not a carbon chata, not a carbon asham. We should be zocha to only bring karbanos that we want to give, karbanos that bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because we did anything wrong, chas v'shalom, but because we wanted to draw closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.